Welcome to the Floyd Hall Podcast, the prequel editions. I'm Floyd Hall. And yes, I am Floyd Hall. It's not an imposter. I am enjoying my morning coffee. So you get to hang out with me as I drink my coffee. Straight, black, bitter coffee. But I love it. And what we're doing here on the Floyd Hall prequels, or the Floyd Hall Podcast prequels, is really we're testing out some things. We really don't know what the vision of this entire experience is supposed to be, so we're just going to play it by ear, throw a few things up against the wall, see what works well, see what we liked, and keep the good and revamp the bad. But I'm excited to be doing this again. I used to do this quite frequently and just have not had the amount of time that I really wanted to, which sometimes can be a good thing because that means that you're busy. Other times it just means that you get distracted, which is not always a good thing. But we are doing this and I am glad to be back. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about, and I pulled some stories from social media from time to time, actually, this story came from the Wall Street Journal online edition that talks about social media. And I like to talk about social media in the context of pop culture and kind of what we all probably do from time to time, but don't always notice it. So this article from the Wall Street Journal asks the question, are we all braggarts now? Has social media encouraged a spirit of bragging that is unhealthy? And when you look at it, let's be honest, who wants to share bad news? Most of the time, we only want to share good news, especially when our social media profile slash presence is our public face. 9 times out of 10, you're going to only show the great things that are happening, right? You're only going to show status updates and photos from your promotion, your great vacation, your new purchase, what you wore to the club last night. You know, you're only going to show those good things. You're never going to show when you effed up, right? That's just not what I think is in our DNA. But where do we cross that line between sharing information, which, you know, really might be an accomplishment? You may want to share your new promotion with your friends on Facebook, but where does it cross that line between actually sharing great information and just boasting? So that's what I challenge you, listener, to just think about as you post. Think about this. Am I bragging? Who really wants to hear this? Is this a relevant update? Just some food for thought from me. Speaking of bragging, though, a little known or lesser known social media platform is starting to gain some traction. If you've heard of Tout, T-O-U-T, Tout, it's starting to pick up a little bit of steam. And I wonder where Tout is going to fall. So Tout is a video-based social media platform that allows you to take 15-second clips and broadcast those clips. So if Facebook allows you to write long form and Twitter allows you to write, you know, in that 140-character framework, Tout is the Twitter version when you compare it to YouTube. That's my very crude analogy, but you have followers, you know, you have a Tout profile, and you have an app, of course, for your smartphone where if you're out and about, you make a 15-second video, you post it so that everything that's in your Tout stream is video based. So a stream of 15-second videos. I'm not quite sure where they're going to gain a huge bump in traction, considering that people just use, you know, the video feature and upload it to other platforms. But you know, we'll see. I just wanted to put that on your radar, especially talking about bragging. So you get to brag about where you are from your favorite concert, from that amazing vacation. So, you know, it is what it is. Tout. T-O-U-T. And I think their tagline is share life's moments. If I have that wrong, I will make sure that it's corrected on Twitter and on Facebook. So with that being said, I'm going to drink some more coffee and we're going to play some music. And I will see you on the other side here on the Floyd Hall podcast, the prequel series. Yes, we'll be right back.
In this house, the decor is the object that's obscure. It's clearly the theory of less is more. A plant of pet books on a shelf, and a frame on the wall where you can picture yourself. And you're welcome to stay, but even your company must complement the feng shui. Even down to what I have on, made you wonder to what extent I have gone. Tailor the tape and contour to the curve, demanded the attention that it does deserve. Fabrics for the forecast of the day, I admit it, everything is fitted to fall in feng shui. More importantly, the way that I move, if I'm in your town, my needle's down on the groove. On sight, they know my song, and it ain't slow, and it sure ain't long. You see, I do not play. Forgive me, Father, I was forced out of feng shui. A flow as subtle as a summer breeze, like the whispering winds of the talking trees. Too big to be boxed in, it bobs and weaves. It evolves, it solves, it gives and receives. And everything I say is calculated, appropriated, written and arranged in feng shui.
Welcome back to the Floyd Hall podcast, the prequels series, the series of prequels, if you will. Excuse me. I'm hanging out with you at your desk, on your smartphone, in your car, enjoying my morning coffee. So wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in, good morning to you. And as a reminder, you can find this podcast, as well as all of the G Cafe podcasts, on iTunes, on BlackBerry Podcasts, on Stitcher. And I'm very excited about Stitcher. I don't know why I'm excited about Stitcher, but I just am. I just love new things. I love gadgets. I love new applications. And Stitcher as an application, for someone who likes podcasting and listening to podcasts as much as I do, Stitcher is my new drug right now, because I get a chance to listen to all of the podcasts that I may have previously overlooked. I get to listen to live streams of radio stations that I don't necessarily get a chance to listen to. And it's just a cool interface. I think they've done a really good job of making it look cool. So whether you have your iPhone, whether you have your Android device, go download the Stitcher app, the Stitcher Smart Radio / podcasting app, and go do a search for the G Cafe, and you get this podcast as well as all of the other podcasts that get produced via the G Cafe. And also, if you're on Twitter as well, follow the G Cafe at the G Cafe on Facebook, facebook.com/ The G Cafe. One other thing that I'm extremely excited about: football season is back. I know, for those of us who love the pigskin, it was a long wait. We made it through the draft, through OTAs, through all of the offseason stories, but football is definitely back. And what I've noticed this year, more than what I've noticed in previous years, there are a lot of female fans who are making themselves known. So I wanted to give a shout out to Her Game Life, hergamelife.com on Twitter at Her Game Life, a female based football fan site where there are female writers. There are, it's all female run. So they're female writers. They write about sports, covering all of the NFL teams. Also, NFLfemale.com, a similar site, but still a football fan experience from the female perspective. And I think that this is a long time coming. As much as I love listening to and reading the traditional voices, I grew up in a family of female football fans. My mother, my cousins, my aunts love football, always have. So a big shout out to all of the football fans out there, the female football fans out there, and give a look to Her Game Life and NFLfemale.com. And there are probably a few more that I'm missing that I'll get yelled at about, but I will correct that on down the line. And as we get close to wrapping up here, I got reconnected to a former client of mine who I used to manage her social media and give some social media strategy guidance to a while back. I'm very proud of her. She's doing amazing things. And she told me how she was so excited that she was having some new social media campaigns launched and just felt really great about that. And one of the things that she mentioned to me, she talked about social media discipline. And this is one of the things that I constantly harp on with my clients and really anyone in general. And this may even extend beyond social media, but having the discipline to put a campaign together, stick to it, see it through, follow it through, really does make a world of difference in social media. In really any media strategy or any media policy, it's so easy when no one is policing the situation besides yourself. So just wanted to give a plug for discipline, not only for you. I mean, I had to do the same thing myself, but just realizing that when you put something out there, you hold fast to it and you see the results, it does make you feel good. So when it comes to social media or life in general, let's all embrace a little bit more discipline in our lives. With that being said, I'm about to wrap up here on the Floyd Hall podcast, the prequels series. Some shout outs. I gave a shout out to Her Game Life, NFL Female earlier. Another shout out to the Section 357 show, one of my other projects. I love that show at Section 357 on Twitter. A big shout out to My Book of Lists. I crave organization in my life, and if you ever need a way to stay organized, go to mybookoflists.com and they will take care of you. A big shout out to Running Nerds Nation again. They're having a big race in Atlanta, so if you're in the Atlanta area that first weekend in September and you want to get your 20k relay / 10k solo race on, go visit Running Nerds, runningnerdsnation.com or facebook.com/runningnerds. And as far as the G Cafe, on Twitter at the G Cafe, on Facebook, facebook.com/the G Cafe, and on Instagram, same thing, at the G Cafe. Well, I believe that brings us to the end of this presentation. I'm Floyd Hall, and this is my podcast. Thank you for listening. Take care.